The Citizens' Assembly will meet for the final time this month to agree recommendations on gender equality to the government. Prior to the pandemic, the Assembly met one weekend over 6 months at a hotel in Malahide in County Dublin. However, COVID-19 put an end to all of that. And the current Assembly, which has been examining the issue of gender equality, had to move its work entirely online. Our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally reports.
Dublin Castle, January 2020.
100 citizens randomly selected from across Ireland.
RTE's Coleman O'Sullivan reports on the launch of the newest Citizens' Assembly.
Their job over the next 6 months is to look at how gender affects people's lives.
But all that changed following the introduction of COVID-19 restrictions in March last year. A decision had to be made, as the chairperson, Catherine Day, explains.
Do we cancel? Do we wait until the virus pandemic is over? Or do we move online and try to continue? And my view was that the COVID crisis would change a lot of people's attitudes and should change a lot of future policies. And I felt that this Citizens' Assembly could actually play an enhanced role by bringing back to the political representatives the views of the citizens as they evolved during the pandemic. That was why we decided to go online.
And so it was left to the Citizens' Assembly secretariat team under Mary Claire O'Sullivan to work out how that would be done.
The first thing was, well, look, it's kind of a civil service thing as well. Is anybody else doing this already, you know? So we the UK Climate Assembly had just finished, and actually they had been just due to have one final weekend, and then they had to go online. So they did it quite quickly, and we spoke to them, and that was very useful. So, for example, they told us it took them 3 weekends to cover online what they had planned to cover in person in one. But of course, they were right at the end of the work. They did a lot of meetings. They knew each other very well, whereas we were in a totally different situation because our gang had only met each other once. So, you know, we sort of had to bear that in mind. So that was a good lesson for us. First of all, we needed to be realistic about how much you can get done online. The UK had also used Zoom. So that was good to know. And I mean, after speaking to them, I think the next step really, we needed to speak to the city. Because if they weren't happy or equipped to go online, that would not be possible.
A survey of the citizens showed that while the vast majority had good broadband, just over a fifth had never partaken in a video call before, and over a quarter weren't comfortable in doing so. Here's Mary Claire O'Sullivan again.
The team kind of began a kind of a Zoom training programme, kind of beginner, advanced and intermediate Zoom training in small groups. That worked really well.
Pat Dowling is based in Mayo. He had never used Zoom prior to the Citizens' Assembly moving online.
For the first meeting or two, it was okay. After that, I found it very acceptable, you know. And then there was an issue. All you had to do was contact the secretariat, and it was solved. If this arose again in another assembly, I would certainly recommend to people to have no hesitation, whatever.
The challenge of Zoom is one thing, but so too are the topics on which the current assembly will make recommendations to the government. Issues like women in public life, carers in the home, childcare, gender-based violence, gender norms and stereotypes. They're all heavy topics if you're sitting at home on your laptop. Gerry Crowley is one of the Dublin-based assembly members.
I suppose the information download we're getting is so immense on this. So you're trying to digest all that information. You're trying to then, I suppose, not get too upset about it at times, because it can be. There's a lot of benefits and pluses to virtual working, but you almost come away from it somewhat zoomed out or you know, from the whole event. But yeah, you don't have that interaction with colleagues to discuss or have a chat about it or to digest it as a group. You have to do it all yourself.
One of the youngest members is Aoife Houlihan.
So my background is in science. So I did biochemistry. So learning all of this stuff about like the social science aspect, gender studies, like it's all the stuff that I have never looked into in an, like, I'm a bit aware of some of it, you know, but looking into the more detailed studies and statistics and all that, I find it really interesting.
The final votes and recommendations by the Citizens' Assembly will take place this month. It'll then be up to Catherine Day to give their views to government.
Our citizens, I call them our citizens, our group, have said to us that they see themselves as the next step in advancing social progress, particularly for gender equality in Ireland. So we want to document all that. And since we're the first Citizens' Assembly in Ireland to have gone online, we'd like to leave, you know, a record of our experience and some recommendations about if future citizens' assemblies were to be online, how it might be done. We would love to have a closing ceremony, you know, to thank everybody. And I think it would be lovely to be able to have some kind of a farewell in person. But, you know, that's just not an option for now. So we will do a closing ceremony online in April.
The chair of the Citizens' Assembly, Catherine Day, ending Alva Keneally's report. It's